We're kicking off the 4 o'clock hour DGS. Dave is out today. Consolation prize day off. He's supposed to be in Colorado this week, but that got pushed back. They'll be doing that later in the summer, but he gets the day off today. Dave will be back on Monday. Rachel here. Andrew's here. Obviously, I'm here. I wouldn't be saying words to you through your radio. This has a feel and a vibe and a smell of like a really typical, like getting into a summer weekend vibe at this moment.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Chef Liz in from Tenacious Eats. At Brad and STL is in as well. And you guys are working together on something, and we'll talk about that. But first of all, thank you for the smells and the vibe and all that. This is, you know, like Hawaiian punch and I guess what would we say, elevated bagel, pizza bagel?
Yeah, it's like, you know, what you made at camp.
Yes.
Years ago, right? I'm a Gen Xer.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, we discovered bagel pizza like it was this new exotic thing.
We created it. It was all us.
So this is the bagel pizza that I wanted to make as a chef from my childhood memory. So I can't make a bagel like this. I can't. You know, you got to know your own limitations.
Right.
So I called the amazing folks at Bagel Union and they're teaming up with us and they make this amazing bagel. And then I made a house-made pomodoro sauce, a red sauce.
Mm.
On top of that is smoked mozzarella and Volpe uncured pepperoni. And then a little bit of basil and Parmesan. It's just the elevated bagel pizza.
I'm fighting it now. I'm like, I don't want to do this on the air. I'm going to wait till the break and eat this. This looks phenomenal. But the summer vibes is a theme. So tell us a bit about what you guys are working on, the adult summer camp, because this is a cool idea for the summer when you're looking for things to do, things that'll bring back the memories, and you don't have to go on a camping trip 7 hours away. You can just do it right here in town.
Bratton is the genius behind this. How did you come up with this?
Yeah, so I worked with a team over there at Work and Leisure. Mm-hmm. We did Avalanche, which was a pop-up bar, more ski resort theme, back around the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And so we wanted to do something for the summer. And so Raven and the team, they, you know, we were starting to like throw out ideas and we thought about a tidal wave, which was the opposite of an avalanche.
Okay, yeah.
But then we were really thinking about it, and I can't remember who. I think it was her, and she was just like, what about summer camp? And then instantly, like, yes, let's
do it. Did the ideas just start flowing?
Yeah, like, it just bam, bam, bam. And then she brought up Chef Liz, because she used to work with you back in the day.
And she did.
And she makes, Raven makes amazing cocktails. The team there is awesome. And so we were like, well, let's see if we can bring Chef Liz back, you know.
So you got a good collab going on right now. And so lay it out here. Like, adult summer camp, Work and Leisure. It's coming up a little bit later on in the summer, but it sounds like it's going to be running for a while. So how do people get involved and what should we expect? I mean, obviously we're looking at Hawaiian punch. I see there's some version of popcorn there. I can't see inside what kind it is, but.
Well, okay. So it's Tenacious Eats.
Okay.
So it's fine dining, but it's fun. So it's visceral and it's what you imagine and more. So instead of just normal popcorn, this is a butter and bourbon fried popcorn mix with marshmallows and old school like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. So it's really healthy.
Delicious.
No, yeah.
And your Hawaiian punch is not just Hawaiian punch.
Oh, I noticed that.
Yeah. This is the chefed up version of Jungle Juice. For those Gen Xers out there, we're not serving it in a trash can, though, I promise you. But this is a little bit of calamansi vinegar from Fam Fas here in St. Louis. True Hawaiian punch, a beautiful Barbados rum, and Russian vodka, and a little bit of pineapple juice.
All
right. Yeah.
That's good.
And you'll be serving this along with a viewing of Wet Hot American Summer.
Along with the viewing. And we are doing 6 courses. We also have a surprise that we're going to send home with everybody from Easy Treats. They make vegan and gluten-free desserts. So I don't like to give too much away. When we do a show, I don't want to say this is exactly what's going to happen while you're watching the film. I want it to be visceral. I want it to be unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear things or feel things. Like when we did Hocus Pocus, we had dancers come and do the Three Sisters routine. And when all of our audience got there, you either got your palms read or tarot card reading. I didn't want to tell people that was going to happen. You know, I feel like in this day and age, we say exactly what, you know, this is what's going to happen at 7 o'clock. You're going to walk in the door and you're going to be, I think it's better to go, oh, what's going to happen next? Whoa, this is wild, you know, and then I feel like it's, I don't know, more of a Gen X experience.
So, yeah. Right, because we were the wild children. We're like the last generation of wild children. I don't know if you got, Rach knows because Dave and I talk about it all the time, but like it was just like you leave the house in the morning, probably stop, pop in to get some lunch unless you're eating lunch at a friend's house, and then you're back home when the streetlights come on. You know,
it's feral.
It's dark.
Yeah. We're feral.
Yeah.
So camp was just an extension of being feral.
That's exactly, which is why I kind of like the idea of the, you know, the we're not planning it out too much because as kids, as Gen X, we didn't plan things. You just did things.
Yeah.
You just like go out and do, you know, the camps were kind of like that. I didn't do any of the like stay away camps, but every day camp or school thing or baseball camp or whatever, it was much more about, all right, let's just do this today and then go have some fun with it.
Well, and that's why I love the movie that we're going to show, Wet Hot American Summer, because it's making fun of all of our Gen X summer movies. It is.
Yeah.
It, you know, the quirky underdog and they're spontaneous and crazy. And if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, this is a spoiler, but like when they go into town and they go from getting McDonald's to ending up in a crack house. I mean, it's just...
I gotta say, that didn't happen to me.
That didn't happen. I'm trying not to snort. But, you know, I think that's why this film is so funny, because it evokes that feeling like, we don't know what we're gonna do. We're just gonna wing it. I don't wing it when I write the menu, though. I sit down, I carefully plot out everything. You're gonna receive a course about every 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. Our servers, you know, they're ebb and flow and they jump around the room and they're bringing your plates and your cocktails for every course. So I'm working with Raven right now on what kind of quirky childlike drinks that we're going to make
like
adult.
This one?
Like that one. Yeah.
Capri Sun looking drinks. I would say I'm kind of, you know, being the millennial over here and someone that's really like pushed the social media culture in St. Louis.
Yeah.
How much do I want to show, you know, but I think I'll tell people about it and let them see a video, but I can't ruin the magic.
Right. That's what it is. It's the magic. Brad and I are on the same page. I'm so excited about this because you have that creative mind. Like, what if we did this? And I'm very excited to work with you on making this as cool as Avalanche was, because Avalanche, you had like the sound effects, right? Like, people freaking out when you did that?
People were like, what the heck is, because it sounded like a stampede, you know?
Right,
we're
right.
Like, we had the staff yell, Avalanche, and then the subwoofer, and then like, we made it look like on the screen that the snow was coming up against the cabin's window.
Oh, cool.
And so it was a lot of fun.
So this is all going to be kind of that, but its own thing.
Correct. Yeah. So Liz Takeover is going to be on the 24th, but this is going to run July 23rd through August the 3rd. And we're going to have different takeovers. So a lot of social media personalities. And the best part about this is, you know, just like everything on her menu, her focus is local. We're focused on local creators. We're also focused on Gateway to Hope. So a portion of every single ticket sold is going to go to Gateway to Hope to help.
That sounded like a Gen X album that I used.
Gateway to Hope.
But it's going to go to them and help those who are battling breast cancer in their family. So it's not you're not just coming to, you know, just eat and drink. Like, you're giving back and you're going to have a great time.
All right, so you're the 24th.
I'm the 24th.
And then obviously people can find out more. So where's the best place to get the information? Anybody that's like, I heard them talking about it, but I didn't write anything down or whatever, where should they go to find out?
So workandleisurestl.com.
Okay, everything there.
Yep.
Tickets can link to tickets and all that stuff there too, so everybody can get in on the fun and set themselves up. Because, I mean, as much as we like the spontaneity and the fun and the unexpected nature, you do need to plan to be there.
Yep. So, and we have a description too of each day, like what's going on.
Oh, awesome.
Some days.
So, what other examples?
So, we have tie dye. We'll have Camp St. Louis. So, we are actually getting a school bus to come, and we'll have a DJ playing a lot of St. Louis artists. You know, like Chingy, Nelly, Jordan Ward, things like that.
Nice.
We have a banjo night. We're working with the Improv Shop, so they're coming. We have some, you know, cannabis friendly. I know you guys were indulging back in the day. You know?
Not at all.
Gen Z.
Gen X doesn't know anything about that.
No. Explain it to us.
So once upon a time, you know, nowadays you go to the corner store and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But there's literally something for everyone. Everyone's price point, everyone's interest. And let's be real, it's going to be probably 120 degrees at that time. So you can come inside and experience campfire, or excuse me, summer camp inside and avoid the heat, you know, the fire of the outside.
That is awesome. Thank you guys for doing it. Thank you guys for coming in. Chef Liz, thank you for the bagel pizza.
Because it's delicious. I took a little bite.
I say it's going down here in like 10 seconds as soon as we sign off. But thank you guys so much. Have fun. Looking forward to hearing more about it.
We look forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so since we're on a food kick and we're just talking about the good stuff,
the really good
stuff, let's talk about the cheap stuff.
Yeah. We'll go a little more lowbrow for this segment.
This is my favorite segment.
Hey, listen, we live in both worlds.
We do.
Yeah.
And one more thing about Tenacious Eats. I did go to a Tenacious Eats event a couple years ago, and it's really, really fun.
Oh, my God.
So it has my full endorsement.
I'm trying not to make it like I'm overselling the pizza bagel. It's just remarkable.
So good.
It's just stupid good.
Mm-hmm. I want to eat one so bad, but they won't let me have
one. You can't have one yet.
They told me
you're
I
not
can't
allowed.
Have one.
Andrew, you need to wait until the 4:30 news.
You know what? The jungle juice ain't too bad either.
I just got to stop drinking it.
Yeah, exactly. I had to like put it behind me. Like, all right, I am at work. So let's calm down a little bit here.
Let's do that.
All right.
So what's happening down in the gutter with the fast food, lowbrow food news?
It's time for fast food news. And McDonald's is officially announcing their $5 meal deal. This has been long awaited and long speculated about. But McDonald's has announced that this $5 meal deal will launch nationwide at participating restaurants on June 25th. The offer will let customers get a four-piece McNugget, small fries, a small drink, and either a McDouble burger or a McChicken sandwich for $5 in most areas.
Mm. So you can do it.
You can do it. That's the thing. They're making everybody mad by revealing much later after the fact, like, oh, yeah, we could do this.
But you know the the true reveal? You know, when you see, like, the corny mystery movies and somebody takes off a mask and then they take off another mask and it's really someone else again?
Mm-hmm.
The second version of this is, you know, we all do impact how this works. If we stop paying it, it will come down.
That's true.
All of it is supply and demand. It's the same thing with tickets for concerts and sporting events. It's the same thing for food. If you show them, nope, not doing it, they'll bring the prices down.
Speaking of $5 meals, Wendy's is offering a free small Frosty with a $5 biggie bag purchase if you use the app. It's a pretty good deal.
Biggie bags are good.
Yeah, what's in a biggie bag?
Biggie bags are the best value. So it's depending on the one you get, because there's like a $5 version and a $6 version. But essentially, it's some version of a burger, either the smaller ones, like a four-piece nugget, small fry, and a drink.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good.
You've never gotten a biggie bag?
I don't go to Wendy's much.
Yeah.
I used to go all the time.
It's a good deal.
And
then there's the $6 one. It's like a little bit bigger or fancier version of a burger.
And it's called the really biggie bag.
Yeah, it's called the biggie bag. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. I think it's just called the $6 bag.
Pizza Hut is launching a new Chicago tavern-style pizza. Does anyone know what tavern-style pizza is before I explain it?
I thought tavern style was kind of like a thinner crust, right?
Correct.
Sort of like almost, you might say, St. Louis style.
I don't know if it's fully St. Louis style, but you're correct. Well, yeah, you're right, Andrew. I'm sorry. Pizza Hut's take on the tavern style pizza consists of a cracker thin crust topped from edge to edge with a variety of contemporary flavors.
The only thing that would make it not St. Louis is it will not be Prevail.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think...
I don't think Pizza Hut's going there.
The greater... I mean, I love St. Louis-style pizza, but I don't think the rest of the country is on board.
Which is silly, because Provol cheese is probably the best cheese in
it's
the
world. It's elite. It's pretty good. All right, A&W...
Don't say anything, Kevin. Don't say a word.
Keep
don't
it
you
to yourself.
Say a word.
We don't want to hear
it. There are no
it.
Words coming out of
Boo
my mouth.
Boo this man.
No. For the first time in... How long have you known me?
While now.
My whole life, it feels like.
Didn't say nothing. Well, it was, because I was carting you around
That's
when you were a little baby.
That's right. I don't know why, but this feels like a HBO show to me. Like, young Kevin Wheeler is saddled with the task of caring for this little baby.
Baby Andrew. Mm-hmm. Little baby Andrew.
And, like, baby Andrew can talk. Just, am I the only one who thinks that, too?
No, it's It's
to be clear, in, like, 1988, they are 100% making this movie.
They would have made this movie. Yes, yeah.
Wheels and the baby.
Yep. Little baby Andrew.
All right.
Going to see Aliens at the college school of nursing.
At first, I thought you meant the film Aliens, and I was like, "Yeah, I guess that's about when it came out."
I did too. I was like, "Where's he going with this?"
No, little alien that you were talking about, Andrew.
That's called a callback, folks.
Yeah.
All right, A&W is offering you a free root beer float for life if you're over 100 years old. And apparently there are about 108,000 people who can take advantage of this freebie in the United States. If you happen to be 100 or more, you can stop by any U.S. location, mention the promotion, and get a free small root beer. No other purchase necessary. What's up, Wheels?
First of all, what does this look on your face? I love A&W. My buddies and I would go there a lot in high school, get chili dogs, curly fries, root beers, and the frosty mug and all. I love A&W, but that just feels like you're not going to be giving out very many.
Right. You're making them come down to the store? That's a little wild.
I feel like you're not going to get too many of those that you're giving away. Just like, hey, everybody's going to talk about us for a few minutes, but really not going to have to give any product away.
Ooh, Wheels, I thought you would like this. Dairy Queen has introduced a new Nutter Butter shake. Oh, yes.
That sounds good.
You like those?
Yeah. Well, Nutter Butters are the best.
It's got peanut butter in it.
The best of the crappy box cookies.
Soft serve blended with real Nutter Butter cookie crumbles and finished with a generous amount of whipped topping.
Boom. That's good. Mm-hmm. Throw in a little chocolate syrup and you probably have an even bigger winner.
Let's see. Taco Bell is pouring some new Limonada Freezes. These seem really good. The strawberry Limonada Freeze takes the base freeze and mixes in strawberry flavors, while the vanilla cream Limonada Freeze takes the same base and swirls it with vanilla cream. Have you ever had the Limonada Freeze, Andrew?
I've not. I don't get a lot of freezes. I should get more. Perhaps.
It joins the Wild Strawberry Freeze and the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Freeze on the menu.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot to add to an already not so great for you meal.
That's true.
Like if I'm at, everybody should know by now, I'm a Taco Bell fan. I have made many runs to the border over the years. tacking on that on top of all the other things I'm going to get.
Yeah. Mm. Add in some vanilla cream too.
Yeah, let's add some more calories and sugar to this.